Attend the podcast 10 minutes every 10 days. I am John Wilkerson, and this is a few days early because there are only 28 days in February. And yesterday, the 27th of February, 2015, during the lunch hour on the East Coast, the news broke that Leonard Nimoy had passed away. He was 83, I believe. And that quickly started trending. You're seeing it all over Twitter. You're seeing it all over Facebook. People are offering their condolences, sharing memories from his long and entertaining career as an actor. And invariably, you end up seeing a comment that goes something like this. ISIS is beheading Christians in the Middle East, and we're more concerned about an actor passing away. Or children are being trafficked all over Asia, and we're worried about... And, you know, basically what people are doing is using this event and using this trending topic to kind of take advantage of it and guilt us all for expressing our condolences and our appreciation for someone who had a great and entertaining career, and use that to guilt us into thinking that we shouldn't celebrate someone's life when there's so much evil and misery in the rest of the world. Yet at the same time, these same people will go and have a go to a birthday party or go out and see a movie or whatever, and that's just fine by them. It's okay if they celebrate something and enjoy something, just not everyone else. I don't really want to talk about that per se, but what I do want to talk about a little bit is how the U.S. is kind of enthralled with the lives of entertainers, with the lives of celebrities. And on one hand, that is certainly something that could end up causing people to not care about what else is going on in the world. But on the other hand, you could see it as a release or a escape, I guess, from all the bad that is going on in the world. We do focus a lot on entertainment in our country, sports entertainment, movies, television, all kinds of entertainment, games, and not much time is focused on, you know, world politics and national crises and all these other things that you may hear about that are going on in our country, in our state, in the world, whatever it may be. But I don't think that's really true. I think that's a perception, because what happens is the entertaining stuff tends to float to the top. Now, normally people would say, well, the cream rises to the top. And I wouldn't necessarily say that that's 100% the case this time, or any time for that matter, really. I mean, it's not always true that the best of entertainment news is what gets the most play. But I think in a world where there's so much wrong, people are looking for hope. They're looking to shift their hope from their government or their family or even God, for that matter, and shift it to something else. And when someone who is famous passes away or does something that is entertaining, we're able to momentarily shift our hope to something else. And then kind of once that fades off, rides off into the sunset, we move our hope to something else. That might be our government, that might be our education or our family, what have you. And I think that's just kind of normal human nature to do that, to shift hope from where it should be, which really our hope should be in God, and to shift it someplace else. Now, some of you out there may have been listening to previous episodes where I've talked about podcasting, and this is a little bit different topic just because of what has happened today. I think we need to remember that life can be entertaining, and that just because there's these terrible things going on in the world doesn't mean we have to stop being entertained. We can overdo it, certainly. We can dive too much in our entertainment, and that kind of becomes, kind of represents who we are. But I think on the whole, there's nothing wrong with seeking out entertainment. In fact, studies have shown that when people have less money, and when there are more kind of heavy and weighty things going on in people's lives, they tend to spend more money on entertainment because they're looking for an escape. Now, I'm not here to use this podcast as a bully pulpit and tell people what they should think or what they should believe. Kind of the purpose of this podcast is just to share thoughts and top-of-mind things that come to mind when I hit record on that 10th day. I don't plan these out, and I don't script them. I just talk about what comes to mind, and that's what's coming to mind right now. I'm thankful that my hope is not in all these things around me. That my hope is not even in my family. I love my family very much, but I don't put my hope in them. My hope is in God. I trust God that at the end of the day, when I come to the end of my life, based on what I've read in the Bible, I trust that He will be pleased with my life. And I think a lot of people can't do that. And if you listened to this podcast in the past and you thought, man, here you go, you're preaching at me, stop preaching at me. Like I said, top of mind. It is hosted on the JesusGeek.info website, after all. Anyway, those are my thoughts. I am sad to hear that Leonard Nimoy has passed away. He was a great actor. He was entertaining. And my condolences go out to him and his family and his friends and to his fans, because a lot of people are going to take this a lot harder than most people would normally say they should take it. I'm John Wilkerson. You've been listening to 10, the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days.